This is the British Wireless for the Blind Fund Impact Report 2017. Foreword by Margaret Granger, CEO. This year is particularly special for British Wireless for the Blind Fund as we mark our 90th birthday. On 20th June 1928, our founder, Sir Ernest Beechcroft Beckwith Towers, a blinded Boer War veteran, recognised the isolation that often accompanies sight loss and how radio can help ease the sense of loneliness. To this day, ensuring visually impaired people feel connected to the world around them remains at the core of our values. Last year, we were excited about the imminent launch of our very first smart device, Bumblebee. Well, we aren't ones for standing still here at BWBF, and following extensive feedback and user testing, we will be launching Bumblebee version 2 in 2018. Version 2 has some amazing user-led improvements and additions that will continue to make a difference to the lives of its beneficiaries. This summer also saw the arrival of the latest specially adapted set from Roberts Radio, Opus. With 10 presets, USB playback and recording, and Bluetooth streaming from your smart device, Opus will, I'm sure, prove to be another very popular addition to our range. On the subject of popular additions, we have also expanded our team at head office, welcoming new members to our technology and accounting teams, and new trust and communications officers. This has been an exciting year full of new ventures and positive change behind the scenes. We have some exciting plans for the next 12 months and look forward to sharing them with you as they happen. Finally, I would like to take this opportunity to thank every one of our supporters, volunteers, donors and partners for helping us reach our 90th celebrations. Together we can continue to be there to support many more generations to come. This is a message from our Chairman of the Board of Trustees, Daniel Smith. Almost 90 years ago to the day, the first ever British Wireless for the Blind Fund trustee meeting took place in central London. Today, I'm immensely proud to be leading the group of people currently dedicated to looking after this well-established and well-loved charitable institution. As we reflect on our rich history of supporting visually impaired people, we are reminded of our family of generous supporters who enable us to continue our work improving the lives of so many across the UK. As much as we pride ourselves on how well we look after our beneficiaries, we also hope that our supporters and donors feel equally valued and cared for. This year, we welcomed changes to data protection laws, allowing people increased control of their contact details and how they are used. This past year, we have reviewed all our printed literature and our communication activities, and we have renewed our database system in order to comply fully with all those changes. Most importantly, we want to ensure we are doing the best for everyone we contact. As always, if you have any feedback for us, we should very much welcome it. This year, more than ever, I want to extend my sincere thanks to everyone who has played their part in helping us reach our 90th year. To those who have already been involved with us for years, and to those who are about to join us in our future endeavours, we thank you for your trust and support. Providing adapted radios to blind and partially sighted people has been at the heart of British Wireless for the Blind Fund for 90 years. Every year, around 3,000 people across the UK with visual impairments are given specially adapted equipment on free loan by BWBF. A commitment made in 1928 and proudly continued to this day. Many registered blind and partially sighted people live on a very limited income, and the cost of a specialised radio is often more than they can afford. Our service is available to those who are registered blind or partially sighted and in receipt of a means-tested benefit, ensuring we help those in greatest need. Today, there are approximately 40,000 of our sets in use throughout Great Britain. BWBF has a variety of modified radios to meet the wide range of differing needs experienced by our visually impaired recipients, including a multimedia player, a simple DAB set, and an app called Bumblebee. Having an adapted radio that is easy to use and suits the individual user's daily needs is essential. For people who have lost the ability to see, radio becomes a lifeline to everything that is going on in the world. From national and local news to weather and entertainment, just listening for a few hours a day helps prevent the loneliness and isolation that sight loss can bring. With the passing years, BWBF has continued working hard to ensure people with sight loss stay connected to the world around them. And with the 2 million people registered blind in the UK set to grow to 2.25 million by 2020, the demand on our services can only continue to grow. Each year, BWBF needs to raise over £1 million to keep supporting blind and visually impaired people, providing audio devices and developing new technology. We receive no government funding, so this work can only continue thanks to the kindness and generosity of our supporters. Every penny donated goes towards continuing the work we have been so proud of over the last 90 years, and we hope to continue for many years to come. During 2017, we were proud to receive lots of positive feedback from some of our recipients. Here are some of the things they said. Mary Field said, "I feel that someone out there cares about me enough to bring the whole world into my home at the touch of a button." Mrs. Lithgow told us, "It's more than a friend dropping in. You feel part of life again. Thank you so much. Bad days can be good." Sandra Collings commented, "I can use my imagination instead of my eyes when I listen to radio programmes. Plus, I love to listen to music and can sing and dance, which makes me feel so happy. I couldn't cope without my radio. Thank you." And John Hearn said, "No matter if you have full, partial or no sight whatsoever, whenever you listen to the radio, we are all in the same boat. We are all reliant on the voices speaking to tell us the information so we can see what is going on." On behalf of our beneficiaries, we would like to thank all of our partners for their support. With no government funding, it is only thanks to the kindness of the public that we can continue to support blind and partially sighted people across the UK. For 90 years, British Wireless has enabled thousands of visually impaired people to stay connected with the world around them. Making a donation towards our work means together we can make sure we are here to support people with sight loss for the next 90 years. A birthday gift of £90 would provide 10 recipients with headsets to use with their adapted radio, repair or service 3 of our much-loved sets so they can continue to bring joy into the home of our beneficiaries, pay for 3 months of travel expenses for our office volunteers who provide us with vital administrative support, allow 3 Bumblebee users to have speakers free of charge to use with their device, or enable us to deliver, set up and maintain the placement of a free radio to a visually impaired person anywhere in the UK. Quite simply, a birthday gift of any amount will help us alleviate the isolation and loneliness often felt due to sight loss. If you would like to make a donation to support the work of British Wireless so they can continue to support visually impaired people, here are the ways you can do this. Please call us on 01622 754 757 with your credit or debit card details. You can visit our website at www.blind.org.uk, or you can send a cheque made payable to British Wireless for the Blind Fund to 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME14 5DZ. Of course, there are many other ways in which you can support us, such as turning your used stamps into funds. All you have to do is send us your used stamps in the post and we will do the rest. You can donate your shares. If you have shares which are uneconomic to sell, you may wish to consider donating them to ShareGift, the share donation charity, mentioning you support British Wireless. You can buy a radio. Our commercial arm, BWBF Direct, donates 100% of its profits back to the charity, so when you buy one of our radios, you are also supporting our charitable work. And you can leave a gift in your will. Leaving us a legacy is a special way to help ensure we are here to support people with sight loss when they need us for years to come. You may have seen the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, mentioned in the news recently, or perhaps other organisations have been in touch with you about your data. Data privacy laws have recently undergone the biggest changes of the last 20 years. The laws needed updating due to the increasing amount of personal data being generated, largely because of advances in technology. Your privacy is everything to us, and we want you to enjoy every bit of communication that we send to you. You will have more control over your personal data and how it is used. You get to decide who contacts you and how, which hasn't always been made completely clear previously. If you are happy with how we contact you, then you don't need to do anything. Of course, you can change your mind about allowing us to use your data anytime by simply letting us know your preferences. Your data is in safe hands with BWBF. All companies, including charities, have had to review how they deal with personal data, and BWF is no different. We have reviewed our data and privacy policies, assessed how and what we communicate with you, and improved our data security systems. Our promise to you, BWBF values its supporters, and we will not be able to continue our work without you. It's important to us that you feel informed about our news, future developments and fundraising. We want to share with you how your amazing support helps to change the lives of visually impaired people across the UK. If you do not wish to be contacted or you would like to change how we contact you, please let us know at any time using the following details. mydata@blind.org.uk 01622 754 757 10 Albion Place, Maidstone, Kent, ME145DZ. We respect your privacy and remain committed to ethical and responsible fundraising and communications. Your details will be stored securely and we will never sell them. However, from time to time, we may need to share your details with trusted partners authorised to work on our behalf, such as our printers or agents, for example, your local blind association. For further information, please refer to our website at www.blind.org.uk. Here are some facts and figures about BWBF from 2017. Our 90th year has seen us go from strength to strength, with another new set to add to our product range, a brand new version of Bumblebee, and even more people benefiting from our support. It really has been a year to celebrate. We have issued 2,895 radios on free loan to visually impaired people across the UK. This has included 2,385 of our most popular Concerto 2 multimedia players, 322 Duet 2 digital radios, 70 Sonata Plus internet radios, and 118 other pieces of equipment. A total of 888 of the issued radios were refurbished or recycled. That's a massive 26% increase on the previous period. We have also continued to grow the number of talking newspapers on offer via our stream service, with a fantastic 170 individual publications now available. The launch of Bumblebee saw 74 beneficiaries receive their new smart device, and their feedback has helped us in developing version 2 for release later in 2018. We are now able to offer over 250 live web pages on Bumblebee, ranging from news and current affairs to sport and entertainment. Last year, we changed the start of our financial year, so figures from this report actually represent our work from the 1st of November 2016 to 31st of December 2017. Results are as follows. Income from donations was £114,389. Income from legacies, £781,859. Income from trusts and foundations, £342,070. Income from marketing and sales, £499. Other income and investments, £145,494. So our total income was £1,630,311. We used our funds in the following way. Grants, £10,045. Further charity objectives, £1,332,364. Support costs, £436,493. Fundraising and publicity, £228,873. Marketing expenditure, £230,574. Investment management costs came to £23,160. Governance costs, £32,616. And so our total expenditure was £2,294,125. Spending was perhaps higher than previous years due to the in-house development of Bumblebee. Earlier in the year, as we were preparing to celebrate our 90th birthday, we delved into the charity's archives in order to take a step back in time and better understand the story that created the charity we know today and how we came to make it to our 90th year. While rifling through our trove of memories, we discovered a unique collection of forgotten treasures, including, most remarkably, an original gramophone recording of King George V's first ever Christmas radio broadcast to the Empire in 1932. The recording had been presented to BWBF founder Captain Beechcroft Howe's VC by the King himself. Our invaluable archives show how the rich history of our charity has been so closely interwoven with the history of our nation, and we are proud to continue to support blind and partially sighted people across the UK so many years after being established. We've come so far in the last 90 years. Who knows what we can achieve for the blind community in the next 90?